Hello, everyone, and welcome to Overman Law Firm Advisor Insights Podcast. This is Stuart Overman, your host, and thanks for joining us, everyone. And I want to take a look at a couple things regarding basic contract elements. Now, these elements really apply to whether you have an employment contract, whether you have a vendor contract, an administrator contract. These are essential contract terms that our clients seem to have, I don't know, last 4 to 6 months, so many problems with. They're either being left off, they're not really being exhausted, expanded upon. So I want to look at these and explain really the important aspects of these. So no matter what business you are in, whether you're a conglomerate, small startup, you really understand how these are going to affect you and the terms and what's needed in these contracts. So first and foremost, whether it's an employment contract or anything else, you need a start date. You got it. When does this contract start? When does the lease start? When does your job start? When does the vendor supply start, right? So then under your employment contracts, you have to take a look at defining full and part-time. In a lot of our employee contracts, it just states terms. It doesn't really state full or part-time. You have to specify full, or should specify full, part-time, hours. Who's working? Also, what's the duration of the contract? Is it one day? Is it 1 year? Is it 10 years? Is it a long-term? What's the stipulations? So you should have a duration of the contract. Again, it doesn't matter whether you're in a lease, a vendor contract. What is the duration of the contract? Then you take a look at, if you get into the more employment law side, non-compete. Are they valid? Is it enforceable? It will depend on what state you're in. It'll depend on the terms. You got to really, really drill down on that. So there's been a lot of discussion regarding non-compete agreements. Also, there's been a lot of discussion regarding non-solicitation agreements. So every contract, I would say, should have some version of a non-solicitation agreement, data privacy concerns, where it really outlines what you can and can't do regarding customers, clients, those kind of things. Compensation, right? So again, are we in the employment law contract? Are we into the service agreements? What do your compensation structures look like? Termination, how do you get in? How do you get out? What are the terms? When does it end? Cause, without cause? Breach of contracts? What are your termination provisions? If you have an employment law contract, what are your benefits? All contracts, I would urge you to have some kind of confidentiality agreement. What does it look like? What is being kept secret? Do you want the world to know what your contract is? What are your rights? What are your responsibilities? What's the scope? If it's an employment contract, what is the scope of your contract? What is the scope of your employment? What are you supposed to do? If you're a vendor, what are you supposed to do? What's the scope? Employment matters. I want to take a look at PTO, paid time off. We're going to discuss this in some subsequent podcasts. What are your PTOs, paid time off? Is it outlined? We're going to get into that a little bit further. Are you a W-2? Are you 1099? Are you exempt, non-exempt? Very, very, very specific guidelines for exempt, non-exempt. You got to know the state law. You got to know the IRS 20 factors. You got to, the states are constantly revising these particular requirements for exempt, non-exempt. You got to know, especially if you are an employer that has multiple states or multiple employees for remote access, what are your W-2 1099 requirements? And if you get caught in this scenario, it can be a very, very, very expensive proposition. Folks, that's it. It's very short. I want to keep it very brief. Basic elements of the contract. Again, basic contract elements. What are the scenarios? I'd like to thank you for joining us today on Overman Law Firm Advisor Insights Podcast. Again, this has been your host, Stuart Overman. If you have any questions, please feel free to contact us, 770-886-2400 or Stuart@overmanlaw.com. Thanks and have a fantastic day.